COVID feds at your door? Read on. By Fred Brownbill. When I heard and read that out of pure caring and love of the American people, yes, even us Trumpites, Biden had authorized federal staff to go door to door to persuade you to have the COVID shot if you haven't already, I was incensed. I automatically went into several scenarios and how I would deal with them. None of my scenarios involved love or politeness. I was forwarded the following article and I am putting it here. It is a great article and gives good advice on how to deal with these commies. Enjoy and share, but remember one thing. Your property is your property, and if you tell them to leave, and they don't, call the police and charge them with trespass, a misdemeanor but still a charge and a great inconvenience to them. What should you do when federal agents arrive at your door with questions about your personal health decisions? Joe Biden announced this week he has commissioned surge response teams from the federal government to enter communities and neighborhoods with low vaccination rates, to the point of knocking on doors and pressuring people to get vaccinated. His press secretary, Jen Psaki, said these federal agents are only coming to our doors because they care deeply about us and don't want to see us die from the CCP virus. We have the information they need on how safe and accessible the vaccine is, Psaki said in her daily press briefing Tuesday, July 6. Is this why roughly half of America refused to get this injection? Because it's not accessible? Surely it has nothing to do with the dismal safety record, with record numbers of reported deaths and injuries. And the seemingly limitless pressure to get the shots, with multinational corporations leveraging all their power against us, threatening our jobs and livelihoods. Surely this wouldn't set off any red flags in people's minds, would it? Why, for instance, is the military considering mandating the vaccine as early as September when only about 20 U.S. service members have died from COVID? Why are children being encouraged to get the shot when so few have fallen ill or died from COVID? This is not the first virus to come along, nor is it the most deadly. But never has there been this level of pressure on people to accept a specific medical treatment, let alone one that lacks full FDA approval and was rushed to market at warp speed. They think if they repeat the hypnotic mantra safe and effective enough times, people will believe it. But when it's all said and done, there is going to be at least 35 to 40% of America that simply doesn't buy the talking points. Why? Because they read the reports, ignored or downplayed by mainstream news outlets, about the thousands of deaths and injuries it is causing. The most recent tragedy was a healthy 13-year-old boy in Michigan, Jacob Kleinick, who died in his sleep after getting the second Pfizer shot. If you are among the millions who fear the vax more than the virus, which is your right, what is the best way to deal with a federal agent who arrives at your door trying to persuade you otherwise? I am tempted to hold up a picture of Jacob Kleinick in silent protest. I sought the advice of several constitutional attorneys and here's what they had to say. John Whitehead is founder and president of the Charlottesville, Virginia-based Rutherford Institute and has been litigating civil rights cases against the government for more than 45 years. He said the first thing to remember is that these agents are coming to your home with one purpose in mind. They're there for one reason: to collect information on you, he said. That can't be good for you. They could get that information by questioning you directly, or by asking your neighbors to snitch on you. Data collection is out of control. Google, Amazon, Facebook are all collecting personal information on their users, and they are working with the governments of the world in this, Whitehead said. So we have to be really careful here, because the government doesn't have a good record on how they use the data they collect. Whitehead advises people to place no trespassing signs at all entry points to their property. You simply ask them to leave, said Whitehead. You are under no obligation to answer any of their questions. At the point you ask them to leave your property, they are trespassing. I am telling people to put up no trespassing signs because that makes it easier, but even if you don't have a sign, they are trespassing once you tell them to leave. News update, on Thursday, July 8, one day after this article was published, U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Xavier Becerra said it is absolutely the government's business to know which Americans have been vaccinated and which have not. A form of intimidation. Many people, when confronted by a government agent, feel intimidated. The government knows this. It's a form of intimidation, Whitehead said. Most people are fearful and so they will say, okay, what do you need to know? I wouldn't answer any questions you are uncomfortable in answering about your vaccine history or anything else. The more information you give them, the more it can be used against you. He said it's a waste of time trying to convince them of why you don't want the vaccine, because they're standing at your door to get you to take it. I advocate not saying anything to them. Just ask them, politely but firmly, to leave. I think the problem in America is people, most people, have no idea what their rights are, he added. Under the First Amendment, you don't have to speak to government officials, you have a right against unreasonable searches and seizures under the Fourth Amendment and the right to remain silent under the Fifth Amendment. Anyone can knock on your door unless you have a no trespassing sign, but if you look out the window and see government officials and you see them looking around, peering through windows, in my opinion, you have a violation of the Fourth Amendment. They can ring the doorbell, but once you put them on notice it's time for them to leave, they can't stay on your property. He advises people to immediately call the local police and report a trespasser on their property. It's clear that if you own property and you have these people coming up and saying you have to answer these questions, that's not true. That in itself is a propaganda effort, and they're going to be asking pretty detailed questions. If these agents, for example, should see any guns in your house, this opens the door to other problems. The first thing I would say is I will call the police if you don't leave my property immediately. Whitehead said it's important to be as clear as possible. And you may wish to video your encounter with the government agent. Just say, "Sir, I'm calling the police at this point in time," but you have to make it clear you want them to leave and they're violating the law. They're trespassing. Your health is nobody's business. Parallels to Nazi Germany. Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Orlando, Florida-based Liberty Council, sees parallels to 1930s Germany. This is a reminder of what happened in Nazi Germany when Hitler tried to target the Jews by using a census to get personal information, Staver told me. The Nazis used the German subsidiary of an American company, IBM, to data mine citizens and identify their targets. Hitler actually hired IBM and IBM hired thousands of employees to execute a racial census to identify the Jews, and once Hitler had the data, IBM created a system to cross-reference the data against employment records and also financial institutions' records to help Hitler ultimately pulverize the Jews, Staver said. That's when they used the mass transfer of Jews to ghettos and ultimately prison camps. So we've been down this road before where a government tries to coerce people by going door to door and gathering personal information on people. For more on this tragic history, see the 2012 book IBM and the Holocaust, The Strategic Alliance Between Nazi Germany and America's Most Powerful Corporation, by Edwin Black. When Hitler started consolidating his power in 1933, a primary goal was to exterminate Germany's 600,000 Jews, but first they had to be identified. Below is an excerpt from a review of Black's book by the Alliance for Human Research Protection. A question that had eluded historians for decades was how did the Nazis obtain lists of Jews, not only in Germany but throughout Europe, whom they rapidly rounded up for deportation and ultimately for extermination? Black pursued this question until he found the answer: IBM and its German subsidiary, which custom designed, named after Hermann Hollerith, to founded IBM in 1896 as a census tabulating company. But when IBM Germany formed its philosophical and technological alliance with Nazi Germany, census and registration took on a new mission. IBM Germany invented the racial census, listing not just religious affiliation, but bloodline going back generations. This was the Nazi data lust. Not just to count the Jews, but to identify them. People and asset registration was only one of the many uses Nazi Germany found for high-speed data sorters. Food allocation was organized around databases, allowing Germany to starve the Jews. Slave labor was identified, tracked, and managed largely through IBM punch cards. Interestingly, the IBM of today is also involved in the creation of digital health passports, partnering with vaccine maker Moderna and New York's Excelsior Pass, which is being required for anyone attending sporting events or other large venue events in New York. Microsoft is likewise partnering with the City of Los Angeles Schools and Anthem Health to implement the Daily Pass QR Health Portal that will track every student in that district under the premise of protecting people from COVID. The voluntary health passes now being rolled out are just the tip of the iceberg. Before long, they will become mandatory, at which point unvaccinated individuals will be effectively excluded from the society, writes Dr. Joseph Merkula in his article IBM Partners with Moderna for COVID Reset. Health passes are tied in with the far broader agenda known as the Great Reset, which involves a complete redesign of supply chains and capital organization structures, Merkula warns. Staver said the government's motives in going to such lengths to pressure people to take an unproven vaccine should be called into question given its horrific safety record in the first 6 months of its rollout. Nearly 7,000 deaths and more than 25,000 serious injuries have been reported to the Federal Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System since the COVID vaccine was rolled out on December 14, 2020. This is more reported deaths than for all other vaccines combined since the VAERS system was set up 30 years ago. Some experts, including one Harvard study, have estimated that the adverse events reported to VAERS only represent 1 to 10% of the actual number. President Gerald Ford tried to engage people, to coerce people, to take the swine flu vaccine created at warp speed, and what happened was people started having bad reactions. And after 53 deaths they canceled the vaccine program, Staver said. He didn't go door to door, but he used government and the media to pressure people through propaganda, but we're having more than 53 deaths every single day right now caused by this vaccine and they continue to push it. I can tell you these people are going to get an earful if they go to the doors of people who haven't gotten the shot and don't want it, Staver continued. I think if they believe they can somehow persuade these Americans to take it who haven't already done so, they are in for a big surprise. How will Staver respond if one of Biden's minions comes knocking on his door? I will tell them I don't want them knocking on my door and, if they do, I am managing my own health decisions and it's no business of the federal government. Chrisanne Hall is another constitutional attorney who is offering advice to those not in the mood to talk to Biden's propaganda collaborators. On her website, chrisannehall.com, she offers a free trespass warning form that you can print and hand to any uninvited government agent who shows up on your property. She offers the following legal tips. You do not have to answer any questions or make any statements to any government agent or assignee. Fifth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and corresponding section of your state constitution. Simply asking an agent to identify themselves does not waive your rights. You have the right to be free from any government agent or assignee entering your property, your home, or your business without a properly obtained warrant. Fourth and Fifth Amendments of the U.S. Constitution and corresponding sections of your state constitution. Simply demanding a copy of that warrant does not waive your rights. You have the right to tell any government agent or assignee to leave your property if they cannot produce a properly obtained warrant. Fourth and Fifth Amendments of the U.S. Constitution and corresponding sections of your state constitution. Simply demanding an agent or assignee of the government to leave your property does not waive your rights. If a government agent or assignee refuses to leave your property or returns to your property after being warned against entering or returning, that agent or assignee has committed the crime of trespass and is subject to arrest. State law, Fourth and Fifth Amendments to the U.S. Constitution and corresponding sections of state constitution as confirmed by Supreme Court opinions. You have the right to record through audio, video, or photographic recording of any government agent or assignee on your property, either with or without consent of that agent or assignee. Multiple federal court opinions recognize that the First Amendment plainly protects the filming of officers and public agents. LeoEmon.com web link. Chrisanne Hall is a Friend and Save America Foundation supporter. Please follow her work. If you can try catch one of her live presentations, please do. You will learn so much. Fred B. Fred Brownbill at the Save America Foundation. Copyright Fred Brownbill 2021.